read the Yud on the Rav, Chemse shall not be, Ois the Loi, Mechitza, Sar HaTvachim, Yish al Hegdish, in a Tzarek, my time Yiddo, Dili, Yikinshari, Yimei. It's a big machlokes rishonim. What is within of asiyas mechitza? What's the reason? What are we talking about? Rashi shita chemza shel nachri hamuf giretzoy loy kibul olav achrayis the musha lashoysoy mutu lashoysoy. Shita is a Rambam in Perik Dalet halacha beis also. Oyseloy mechitza nishum hekel shelo yishkach uyeichlen. The reason why you're making a mechitza is mishum hekel shelo yishkach uyeichlen. Tzarech beer lefi Rashi, why are you making a mechitza yud to be a heker? The mashal, we have other times where you need a heker. The mashal basa b'chalav, that if you're eating basa b'chalav on the same table as a person, and there's a chash, you're eating a basa meal, the chav is eating a chalav meal, Negei and the Diris sometime that you have, that sometimes you have guys that are sitting down and eating, because you have to make a heker. Over there, it doesn't say you need a heker of Yud Tvachim of a Mechitza.
Yeah.
The heker is each one puts on a different mat on the table. The Doimel is there by Nido. Also, there's also, you have to make a heker Shema Yavai Lachlai. Over here we find a very chomedic heker, a heker of Yud Tvachim of a Mechitza. For Oid, why Yud Tvachim? I hear you have to put something to separate. Why Bedafka Yud Tvachim according to Rashi? Because Be'ez Hashem we're going to see, the Ramban's going to be choylik on Rashi, and the Ramban's going to learn that this Din Mechitza is talking about Kishikivul Olav Achrayis, and when you makabla love achrayis, it works midin yichud loy bayis. As you have to make it into a different rishus. As l'filer Ramban, it's very gishmak why you need a mechitza yud. Because a mechitza yud is a din in making a rishus, like you have by other dinim. The moshel, it's also l'shamish mitasa in the filer, sefer Torah, tefillin, kisvei hakodesh. But if you make a mechitza yud, as it's in a different rishus, it's mutter. As a siyas rishus is with mechitza yud, what in Shabbos and kol adinim. Of according to Rashi, that it's only mishum heker. As why do you need a mechitza yud?
Isn't this a kashan in the Gemara? Says the heker.
What?
Isn't this a kashan in the Gemara which says the heker?
How is the Ramban going to answer mishum heker? The Rish and the Rosh are not going to say. Okay, but let's come back to the Nekuja, the Hikar Inyan. Oh, as the Shail is, what's the din of Mechitza? What's this Hikar? L'choyre Nirin HaTvarim. Oh, there's another Shail. Frekt Reb Shlomo Zalman that the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos Shin Tesvav says that if you're making a mechitza mishum to make a rishus, you're not allowed to make it on Shabbos and Yontif, because that's the iser of binyan. You're not allowed to be boinik. But if you're making a mechitza leheker ba'alma, as then you're allowed to make it on Shabbos and Yontif, because the iser of asiyas mechitza is mishum boinik. As if you're making a rishus, das is a binyan. But if you're just making a heker, you're putting something as a heker, that's not a binyan. The Melech's not Aser. As Fekrib Shleim is Alim, Lefi Rashi, that it's not to make a Rishus, Lefi Rashi, that it's to just be a Heker. Why aren't you allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yontif? Rashi says over there, it's Aser to make a Mechitza, so you do Kviyas Kli. Lefi Rashi, it's a Heker. You're just putting up a Shmata as a Heker. You're not doing Binyan Bechlal. As why is it Aser? As number one, why Mechitza Yud? Number two, as L'choyre, and this would advise that the heker over here is that you're making it a Rishus Acheres. That's the heker. Dainu, it's not stam, you're putting up a sign, don't eat. That's not good enough. That wasn't the hecker. The word is, you're putting it in a Rishus Acheres. The fact that you put it in a Rishus Acheres, that would be the hecker. I was sitting in the room, there's someone that works in the office, that works in the place I sit with me, as the guy asked me, so why by Kriyas Kli, why does Kriyas Kli work? If you're going to say that the din of Mechitza Yud is midin Hefker, is midin Asiyas Rishus, as how come on Yom Tov Kriyas Kli works? Over there you're not making, even a person that works in the office in Yeshiva, they have Talmid HaChamim working in the office. That's what he is when I was preparing Shir. You have to say that there's two ways of doing it. When you could do a Rishus, when you could do the best hacker, Chazal said, put it in another Rishus. Masha Engen, Mayant, if you can't make a Rishus, as Chazal went down to the lower level hacker, the lower level hacker is Toyfin Lavis Akli. You cover it, he's not going to see it, he's not going to come to eat it. Nos is L'Choyra.
Rashi's Mashma the other way. Rashi's Mashma that Keli would be better.
I'm not masking such a Rashi, but we'll talk about it later. Okay. L'Fizen, interesting, Shaira. Yeah, it could be it's necessary, but the place can done. What happens if there's holes in your Mechitza? Does it work? And you could see through it, you could see the Chomet. Yeah, the feed of Arenu, it's making it into another Rishus. Even in Hecker, it could be, it's good enough. Yeah, it doesn't have to make it if you can't see the Chomet. Okay. Gurada, it comes out, maybe another Nafkamina Ladina. An interesting Nafkamina Ladina. The Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if this Sadin is Nav and Nod Beruah? The Hainu, you put up a sheet, Shiva Shemaisa, you take a sheet, you cover it, and it's in a place where when the windows open, it's going to be Nav and Nod Beruah. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, it's not a good Mechitza. Because you have to tie down the Mechitza. It's Arich Beer, it's just Mishum Hecker. The mice, I see a shmata there, it's a hecker for me. I have kapin if it's Nav and Nod Beruach. It's a din in Hilchus Mechitza, Mechitza Shenav and Nod Baruach, Eina Mechitza. Yeah. Mashua the Mishnah Brewer is literally learning that the hecker is making it as a Mechitza. Vinishvi, for many years, had a shiloh that what do we do when we're Meicher Legoy? We leave it in the closet and we write on the cabinet Nimker Legoy. It's very Nageya in America. People have very expensive bottles of vodka and they sell it. As what do? When it comes to Chametz, they buy those nice Nimker Legoy stickers and they patch it on the closet where all their expensive vodka is. And it always bothered me. It says there's a din of Asiyas Mechitza. That's not a mechitza. You don't need a mechitza. Until Baruch Hashem, they came out with the Mishnah Berurah Dirsha. So in the Mishnah Berurah Dirsha, he brings down that Rav Shlomo Zalman is mazber the minig ba'oifin zeh. He says, the word is, the minig in Klal Yisrael, was it's not enough, tishma heiter, to buy a sticker that says nimka lagai and put it on the closet. And you could open and close the closet whenever you want. Tanya Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you're used to opening and closing the closet, that's b'chlal not a hecker. As he said, what did Klal Yisrael always do? They always kept it in a closet and they locked the closet, or they put tape on the closet. And that's the hecker. It's Taka Chiddush. It could be, you would say, that it's a hecker, and now it's in a Rishus Acheres, because the Rishus of a closet, also Klavitini Tashmish and Kedusha, if it's in a closet, it's called the Rishus Mifnei Atzmai. Yeah. As Yekilu Miyayed it, but Rav Shlomo Zalman adds that you must put that Nimka Lagai sticker on where the closet door opens. If you don't put tape there, it's not a good hecker, because the whole year round, you're always opening up the closet. And Dug Vitishkach. I've been in families where that Nimka Lagai closet is opened a lot. Especially there's certain children that open every closet when they walk into something. You have to be able to make it very tightly shut. Okay, this is a halacha lamaisa. How we're makayim the heker when we sell chametz to a guy. Okay, well, let's come back to the Gemara. Is that Shitas Rashi v'chisa Mishomer? The Ramban is choilek on Rashi. The Ramban learns that we're talking about chametz shekibul alav arayis. And over here, it's mamish ahemshech to the sugya hakoidim. Very gishmak lefiza. That's why it's brought here. It's a hemjel to the sugya koidim. But by chomet shekibul of achrayis, if you miyachad loy mokom, it helps. Over here, you have another eitzah. You put a mechitza there. It's a way of being miyachad lo duchta, and you make the rishus into the rishus agoy, and therefore you're not over, even though you were kibul olav achrayis. Why didn't Rashi and the Ramban learn like Rashi and the Rambam, the Shitasai, they learned the Gemara of Chomet Shekibul Olav Achrayis, Yichud Loi Bayis means Loi Kibul Olav Achrayis. If you don't see by Chomet Shekibul Olav Achrayis, Yichud Loi Bayis is Mahani. They learned Shad and Yichud Loi Bayis is Loi Kibul Olav Achrayis. As when they couldn't learn like the Ramban. Why doesn't the Ramban learn like Rashi? As in the Magid Mishnah, there's a Tosefes Knech that isn't in the other Rishonim. He said that if it was Mishum Shelo Yavoi La'ochloi, it would be enough to just put it in a place where you don't see it. You wouldn't have to make a mechitza. Meaning, what's the problem? Shema Yavoi La'ochloi. As you wouldn't need to make a mechitza, just put it in a place where you don't use, and that would be enough that you shouldn't have Shema Yavalachla. As Mavur, the Ramban is choylik ledina on Rashi. The Ramban holds that if there's a Shah Shema Yavalachla, you don't need a mechitza. The Fidr Ramban, Sarach Bir, the Gemara says, Mishum Hekir. As the Rishash says that the Ramban will learn like Yirsus Rif and Rush, that you don't goyris mishum heker. Va'oid tzarech bir, the Gemara says that bim shel hektishu eino tzarech. Lefi the Ramban tzarech bir. What's the difference between hegdish and hedyet? Bishleim lefi Rashi, the difference is because by hegdish bidili minay. You don't need a heker. There's no shashemi yavalachloi. Aber lefi the Ramban, that it's mishum chomet shekibul olav achrayis, my nafkemina hegdish or not. So over here, the Rishash says this will be a mokar that by hegdish kabbalas achrayis doesn't help. Why? He says because by hegdish kol hecha de isa be gaza de rachmana isa. Kabbalas achrayis only works when it's in the rishus of the nifka. Oh, but by Hegdish, everywhere it is, it's called, it's in the Rishus of Hegdish, and Memela, it's never Shayach to take it out of the Rishus of Hegdish and give it to a Shayach. That's why the Gemara before, by Kibul Olav Achrayis, always talks about Nochri and not Hegdish. Thus is the Maharich of the Rishash. Okay. So those are the two ways of learning the Gemara. Frag the Shulchan Aruch Harav, an interesting shayla. On Tov Mem Vav in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you matza chametz b'chol amayit, yevarenu. You have to destroy it. Where's the makar of Shulchan Aruch? Because it says that if you find it on Yontif, koifin alav it's a kli. Mashman Cholomar, the din's different. What's the din? The din is Yivarenu. Frek the Shulchan Aruch Harav, why do you have to be Mavarit? You should just make a Mechitza Yud. The same way by your goy. What's the problem? We're talking about Chometz that he was Mavatol. The whole Shash Hashem Yavah Lochloi, like Taisa says on Beis Amar Aleph. As if the Shash Hashem Yavah Lochloi, what do you have to be Mavarit for? You should just make a Mechitza. It should be good enough. Why does the Shulchan Aruch be Mavarit of you? To be mevar. What does the Olam Taina on such a question?
You have to be mevatel to be mutar.
We're talking about chametz you were mevatel already.
can't eat it, why would you keep it?
But now you have a chiyuv bir mishum shema yavo lachla. Hear the question? The question is, so just put up a mechitza, why do you have to be mevarid? You see in our sugya that mechitza takes care of shema yavo lachla. Is what you answer? Huh?
We said kokam d'afshar avdina
before. Oh. So one mahalach of the Shulchan Aruch Hazav is that the bayogoyt, you can't be mevarid because it's his. Therefore, you have the Eitzah of Mechitza. But by a Yid, that you could be Mavarit, as then Chazal will Mechayiv you to be Mavarit, Mishum Shema Yavo La'achlad. A second Mahalach is that there's less Shema Yavo La'achlad by a Goy. As we're more Mekel by a Goy.
Isn't there
a
Mitzvah?
Yeah.
Isn't there any way
a
Mitzvah
to speak? If you Mavatal it. If you mevatel it, there's no mitzvah of teshvisa. So there's only derabbanan mishum shema yavolach leitoisus ambeis amen al. Oh, okay. That's the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Oh, the Chazayin Ish has a very famous chiddush. The Chazayin Ish in Sefer writes that you have to put up a mechitza by your svarim on Pesach. Because if you go to houses in Bnei Brak, there's either two eitzes. One eitz is to be boidik all your svarim. If you have a lot of svarim, like the Chazayin Ish did, as what is the other eitzah? You put up a mechitza by your svarim. Why? Zag the Chazayin Ish, because maybe there are pieces of food that fell into your svarim. When you open up the svarim when you're sitting by the table, maybe the pieces of food that fell into your svarim are going to fall on your sefer, on your food, and you're going to come to eat it. As therefore, the Chazayin Ish held either you have to be boidik the svarim, or you have to put up a mechitza. Rav Shlomo Zalman is choylik on the Chazayin Ish. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the only chash shema yavoy la'achloi we found was you're going to see a piece of chametz and you're going to come to eat it. But the Chazayin Ish made up a whole new angle. Achshash, maybe it's going to fall in your food and maybe you're going to eat the food. Mehechetesi vechoshes for such a shash. Loi matzino bechazal that there's such a shash of shema yavo la'achloi. Aleph. Beis. Loi matzino that beis mistaba the percentages are much, much lower. I mean, the chances when you see it's chametz, you're going to come to eat it is X percent chance. You forget yourself. Pesach. It happens when it comes to food. People lose themselves. But the chances that there's a piece that's going to fall into your food when you're holding it over, that's mechayev. Thus is a riziger chiddush. Zokim Shloime Zalman Nocha Benesh. This is all in Halicha Shloime. The Sefer of Likutim of Halachas of Rav Shloime Zalman. Zogrim Shlomo Zalman Nochet Knech. Va'oid Nira, that for Pirurim on the floor, there is no Choyvus. And he brings a Mefurish Asharat Siyim, Tav Lamed Gimel, Siv Kotten Chov Gimel, that he says for Pirurim on the floor, you don't have to be Boidik. And he explains also, there's no Shema Yavo La'achloi. As for many years in Klal Yisrael, the minig was not to be boided the svarim, not to put mechitzas up by svarim, and not to be boided for pirurim. And that's the reason why, because there's no shema yavo la'achloi by pirurim. This is the pashtus, like Rav Shlomo Zalman boys from the Shaar Atzir. Yeah. The Dear Shu Mishneh Bura is a wonderful sefer. I use it all the time. I have a lot of hakaras atayv. But over here, there's one thing that I cannot agree to. The Dear Shu Mishneh Brura made popular, this is one of the things you have to be careful with the Likud Svarim, they said you have to be boidik for Pirurim, b'chein kosev v'chavetz chayim. Where did they find the Chavetz Chayim? as the Chavetz Chaim wrote a sefer, Nidche Yisrael. The sefer he wrote to soldiers that were captured by the that were taken to the army by the Goyim. Yeah. Those days the Russians drafted. It was very serious when the Russians drafted the Yeshiva Bachur. It was a shash on the Yiddishkeit. And he wrote a sefer, everything they have to know to keep halacha in a matzav when you're in the army. Meaning you can't, he wrote them a short handbook. Over there he wrote that they should get rid of their chametz, pachas mikazayas. As this sefer Dirshu said, you see in the Chafetz Chaim that there's a chiyuv dikim beer for pirurim and nochbesa, even to the soldiers that are mamish and a matzav dochu, they have to be makbid. Over there is talking about pachas mikazayis. If you have a piece of bread, pachas mikazayis. Over here we're talking about pirurim. There's no shema yavoi la'achle. There's no bdika. Other svarim that were printed, it says yepoidikin chayim mustakim. What are you looking for? Pirurim. Baba Maisis. You're looking for pieces of chametz that are in chayim mustakim. Became a new halacha based on certain likutei svarim of lamaisa. The word is pashut. There's no shema yava la'achla yibir. Now, koydim koch. You just have to say. Even the chazainish of svarim was a huge chiddush. But the chazainish was a gavra rabba, and we all like know the chazainish is yidias atayra. His asmada was mavla l'rab. But in the beginning of the Chazainish, he wrote that when he felt something, even though it was connected all the Paiskim, he wrote it. Because that's why sometimes you find Chidushim the Chazainish that are not Husker in other places. And he said, just like the Goyim also had a similar style. That was his style. He was Machadish. The meaning of Makubal was differently. Okay. A bit of a stretch on the sugya, but very megaya to this Indian of Bidigas Purim. The Shaila comes up every year. Do we have to clean for Purim? Do we have to be voidic for Purim? What are we looking for? Yeah. No. The Achos of Rib Shlomo Zalman. There he brings a raya from the Shaila. Okay. Come, let's go back to the Gufan. As in our sugya, we saw a din of Asiyas Lechitza. We had two ways of learning the Asiyas Lechitza. We asked, why don't you do an Asiyas Lechitza by Yid? We saw the Shulchan Aruch Harab. We saw the Chazein Ish boy from here, a Mechudish Digadin of Asiyas Lechitza by Pirurim that are in a Sefer. We handled a little bit in Yonim of Pirurim. Let's come back to the Guf Asuya. Rashi asks a question. Rashi is that on the sugi, when you find it on Yontif, you have Koifun Alav Esakli. And over here, when you have Chomet Shel Nagri, you have Asiyas Mechitze. Why does it give different Eitzes? Why over there does it say Pius Kli? Why over here does it say Asiyas Mechitze? We want to say that Rashi is asking Lashitasa, because Rashi learns they're both Mishum Heker. Frekt Rashi, why sometimes we use this hector, why sometimes we use the other hector. Abul Afina Ramban, that over here is by Chomet Shel Goy, and it's not Mishum Heker, it's a din of Mechitza, Vasiyas Rishus, Loi Maschel Shailas Rashi. We only find Mechitza when it's Asiyas Rishus, and Yichud Loi Makom by Chomet Shel Kibul Alav Achrayas. But we never found Mechitza Midin Heker. Thus, Lechayra would be a shena makom to answer the shayla. Lefi the Ramban, Rashi shayla doesn't start. He asks the question only Lishitasa. Okay, thus is the inyan of Asiyas Mechitza. Okay, now we want to go back to Rav Shlomo on the last sugya, a very interesting meeting in the Rishon. It's a rush at the end of Simin Daled. As what we had that Chomet Shel Goy, if it's in Beis Shel Yisrael, you're not Oyver. If you kibble Allah Bachrayis, the Yisrael is Oyver on Baal Yirah. But we had Chomet Shel Goy, that's what we were talking about up until now. The Rosh handles, what's the din by Chomet Shal Yisrael that he gave it to a Shomer to watch for him? Well, over there, the Shomer was Makabal Achrayus. Who's over on Baal Yirah? Meaning the Gemara was talking about when a Goy gave it to Yisrael. The Goy is Pater. And Yisrael is Chai. What's the din when Yisrael gave it to Yisrael? Who's over? As Kipshutai, the Nidin in the Rosh is, Zichar, the Nifkat is over. The Shomer is over. That's the Pashtus. The whole Nin in the Rosh, the whole Handler Rai in the Rosh is Klape the Mafkid. Our Girsin Shulchan Aruch is Mufurish that way. Our Girsin Shulchan Aruch is the Nin is Af HaMafkid. If also the Mafkid is over, our Girsin Shulchan Aruch is based on a Rabbeinu Yeruchim, which is a Talmud of the Rosh, that Rabbi Yeruchim says, Zichar, the Nifkat is over. The Nidin is if the Mafkid is over. Now, there's a Levush that changes the Girsa and says different. Eilam could be Ma'ayin Shab. But we're starting off with the Pashtus. The Rosh is always handling on the Nifkat because the Mafkid, because the Nifkat is for sure over. The Shaila is the Mafkid over also? And that he brings a huge Machlokes. The Rosh brings the Shittas HaGoyim that the Mafkid is Potter. The Rosh and the Rebbeinu Yoina are Cholish, and they learn the Mafkid is Chayim. As Havoy, let's come and be Boiner this Indian. What's the meaning if the Mafkid's Chayim also? Azok the Rosh. Yesh ben agoyim, sha'omri, Yisrael sheit kitfamsoi eitzel nochri, hoi eitzel Yisrael chavega, v'kibul hanifkir olav achrayim, hanifkad chayev v'biyuroi, v'loi hamaf. Avapi shu shaloi, kivon she'enoi v'shusai. They say, because it's enoi v'shusai, ve'vi rayim v'mechilta, v'tanyas v'mechitem, Shemani Kipshutai, Avulcha Bershusa, as it's Ramayat that if it's Eina Bershusa, you're not Ohim. Okay. The Shagis Aya in Pei Gimel learns this Rosh, Behiyon Vada. He says, Pashtis, you could have learned the Nidin in the Rosh. It has nothing to do with the Shemir's Kibul Alav Achrayis. Even if the Shemir is not Kibul Alav Achrayis. But if the Mavkid took it out of his house, the Fila Mechilta, he's not over. The Mechilta says that in order to be over on Chometz, it has to be Shaloi u'Beshusai. Beshusai means in his house. If it's in someone else's house, it's not Beshusai. As Lefizeh, the tour of the Mavkid is not because the Nifkat was Mekabel Olam HaChrayis. The tour of the Mavkid is because it's Einar Beshusai. And the Shagis Aryeh says the strong mucker to this is because he brings a raya from the Mechilta. The Mechilta is not talking about by Kabbalah Sakrayas. The Mechilta says if it's not in your house, you're not over. Of a Frek the tour, Frek the Shagis Aryeh, the tour is Mefurish not that way. The tour is talking about why is the Mafkid Potter. And the Torah says, because the Shomer was Kibul Alav Achrayis. Mufurish in the Torah, that the Kabbalah Achrayis of the Shomer causes the Torah to be Mafkid. There's a Gvaldig Adiyuk in the Rosh, like the Tur. I mean, the Tur was the son of the Rosh. As you could say, he understood it from his father when he learned with him. That's what his father meant. But Nira, the Tur, saw it in the Rosh himself. It's Mefurish in the Rosh. But you got to have good eyeglasses. You got to look well to see the Diyuk. Does anyone have a Diyuk in the Rosh like the Tur? Venerably, the Dava Pashadu, when the rush is chaylik, ta'av al-pi shenivkit kibul alav achrayis, mikol makom, the mafkir is chayiv. Over here, the rush is handling, why is the mafkir chayiv? And he says, af al-pi shekibul alav achrayis. The flourish in the rush when he argues on the goyim that the time of the goyim is because he's kibul alav achrayis. Menira, there's another diyuk from the seder of the rush. Why is the rush bringing it in the sugi of kabbalas achrayis? The shail of the mafkir is chayiv is totally in the sugi on the avava meralef of yichud loy bayis. Why is he bringing it in the sugi on hamid beis of kabbalas achrayis? Mavur that the ptur is mishum the kabbalas achrayis. The tzarech bir, he says the ptur is mishum the mechilta. What's shot in the rush? What's frek the shagis ayah? It's a shagis ayah is on the tour. It's also a Rabbeinu Yeruchim, a Talmud of the rush, the son of the rush. We saw they didn't jump to conclusions on their own. They saw it in the rush, and it's meduyik from where the rush brings it. Also, we saw Kama Makayris, very stark. The shaila is what's there. As there's a sefer, Shailas and Shuvas Baruch Tam. Baruch Frankel. That he says a Gishmak of Pshat in Simon Lamed Gimel, he answers the Shagas Aryeh. Yeah. The Maimar Muskir, when the Turi Yevan came out, as they brought it to the Baruch Tam. The Baruch Tam was an Ilui Hatzim, and he was more known for his, he's also kind of Bakim Shas, but he was kind of a Lamdin. Shagisayu was also a Lamdin, but he was the Bakim. He was like Mavel al Arai, all the Shagis. When his Sefer came out, the Turi Evan, as they brought him to the Baruch Tam, and he was very excited. He went up to his attic. He went there, and in the beginning of the night, and the kids there, they had a walk by Seif Zman to Kriyashma. Someone went knocking on his door. He was still with the Turi Evan that he got early in the night. He spent the whole night on it. We have Hagoyis Imrei Baruch on the Turi Evan from that night. Yeah, but the Gavali Gachbivis HaTorah, you see, Nebuch Le'aleinu, there's some people when a new book comes out or a new movie comes out, the Kilu stay up a whole night watching it. Kilu, L'Havdol Meis Elfei Alof. The new Turi Evan came out. Imamish couldn't fall asleep, got so lost in it, so involved that Pasha began to knock on his door to tell him, Higi Ezman Kriyashma, so boyke. Yeah. Okay. A little bit. Get a little bit into learning. But the as the Gitain is like this, he answers the Shagisai with the Gishmak of Shah. Zog the Baruch Tam that the the Goinim hold that if the Shomer wouldn't be Makabal Achrayis, its Zikr would be Chayiv, the Mafkir. Why? Because it belongs to the Mafkir and he's the Iker Shalit on the Chayfetz, as wherever it is, it's always called its Vishusa. Bishlema, when it goes out of his house, as when it goes out of his house, it's not Vishusa. But he gave it for the Shomer, and the Shomer is holding for him, and it's Tachash Litasai, a Zikr, it's called Vishusa. Because the only way to make it Eina Vishusay is because the Torah said there's a Chiyav, Kishiyesh Bayachrayis, as what's the Lashon of the Gemara? The Torah made it Vishusay Klapi Chometz, even though it's not his, but because he was Makabal Achrayis, the Torah was Mechshev Vishusay Lehinyan Lechai Hoy Vichometz, as Kivan Shekain, that's what's Megareya and takes it out of the Vishus of the Mafkir. But if he wouldn't be Makabal Achrayis, being that he's holding it for the Bailam, and the Bailam could come and take it whenever you want, it's still called Rishusay of the Bailam. As therefore he learned, only because the Torah was Machadish, that this new Rishus HaShemah, the Inyan Chometz, Therefore, that's why it's called Einoi Birshusa. Like we had in the Taisus Rid, Klapi Hegdish, it's always Birshusa. Koshkin Birshus Shaimen. He's holding it fair. That's the vote. That's what the Baruch Tam time is over there. As over here by Chometz, where the Torah was Machayev, there's a new Rishus, a new Bimus of Kabbalah Sachrayis. As you would have a, you would learn that that takes away from the bias of the Bible. As that's what the Goyim are being Mechadish, that's the reason why it's called Ein Rishus. As a father, the Ptur is Mishum the Mechilta. But the Mechilta only is because he was Mechabla Lava Achrayis. If he wouldn't be Mechabla Lava Achrayis, it would still be called Rishus. Okay, that's step number one. The Goyim. The Rosh brings the Rabbeinu Yoyin. Ha'yomad ilayla mishus ha'makiru v'chayev levaro min ha'toyro. He argues, if you look very, very well, what's the nekudas ha'machloikis? He tainis lo'oylam v'shus ha'mafkir. He's moide you need v'shus. You need shaloy and you need v'shusay. But he tainis, even when it's by a shomer, even when he's mekabel achrayis, it's still called Rishus HaMafkid. That's the Nekudas HaMachloikis. The Goyim were mechadish, being that he's mekabel achrayis, the Torah says, that's a Rishus Linyan Chomis, that's called Matsui. As being that it's in his Rishus L'chayvoy, that patters the Mafkid. And he says, no, even though the Torah was mechadish, that he has a Rishus, but he doesn't take away from the Rishus of the Mafkid. It's also Rishus HaMafkid. He brings a raya, the gun of me base is the loy me base, the loy hivanti raya raya. The gamla cause of the farish or the mechilta shehevi me manu raya. As tiny the rush, he doesn't understand the raya. Mashaiches the gun of me base ish. What's the raya? As the bach. And the Pnei Yeshua explained, his raya is because a ganiv is only chayiv when he steals from a person. Let's say he steals from a person that has a kabbalas achrayis on hegdish. It's mavur in the Gemara that he's potter. Why? Because it's called the ganiv mi base hegdish and not from the person that he's holding that has kabbalas achrayis. As you see, when there's a Kabbalah Sachrayis, it's still called Birshus HaBailim. And that's why when you steal Hegdish from somebody who has a Chiyav Achrayis to Hegdish, the Allah is your potter. As over here, he bought it's still called Birshus HaBailim. As the Bach and the Goyin, they all say they don't understand Lo Yivanti, why the rush can't be Maven. It's such a Gishmaketaina. You see, when it comes to Inyanim, that it's Birshus HaBailim, and it's not Birshus HaShayim. And we understand the Rosh. The Rosh is learning only over here by Chomet Shekibel of Achrayis. The Torah was Machadish. That's called a Naya Rishus. That was the Chiddush of the Goyim. As you can't bring a Raya from Kol HaTorah Kula, where there's no Riboy of Lo Yimotze. Over there is a Nin Klapi Hegdish. In Dine Hegdish, there's no Riboy of Lo Yimotze. But it has no Sheiches to us. Well, over here, there's a Riboy of Lo Yimotze. That Klapi Chometz, we look at it, Kilo, it's Rishus HaShem. As Kafi, what we understood, the Rosh, Al Pi, the Rebbeinu Yeruchim, and the Tur. It's Mamish Gishmak, the Rosh. Oh. Why he doesn't understand. Yes. The Nirali, the Dovah Koshadu, the Afal Pisha Nikod, Hanifkad Kibullah Vachrayas, Mikom Mokom Ikum Momin Shalabailem, Kiman Shiloh Hanifkad Besoy, Lashmiras Mamainai, Karinam Bey Besoy. Zog the Rosh, what's his taina? Iker mamoinoi shalabailemu. Chomet shekibel avachrayis is machadish, that's also called a momin. But it's a mixus momin. The iker momin is shalabailem. Ba'oi kiven sheshila nifkad beisa l'shmirus mamoinoi. Therefore, karinam be beisai. Plus Taina Derush, the Torah's Machadish, the Shomer also has a Rishus. But Avada, the Iker Rishus, belongs to the Bailam. It's the Iker Rishus in the Bailam because it's Shaloi. But Oi, the Nifkar is Mashal for the Mafkid. Asakti Rosh. See the way we're learning the Rosh of Peter Baruch Tam, the Knechen, the Rosh is, it's not two fields, it's not two different Knechen. The word is, it's a Seraph of both together. Number one, the Ikab Bailam is his. He's all, the Shomer is also Rishos, but the Ikab Bailam belongs to the Bailam. V'oi, he's holding it for the Nifkar. The Fize, you could be Miyashiv, Frecht, the Shagis Arya, on the Rosh, I schiris is loikanye. The Gemara only said lo yimotze as a p'tur, but schiris is loikanye. How could it cause a chir? Let's spread the shagis aria. The fizah, the Rosh doesn't mean he's kanye. The Rosh means it's more birshusay. He's called more shaylar on the mom in the inyane chometz. Over here we're handling a bailis miyuchad the inyan chometz. Who's the rishus? Klapi chometz. Thus is the kavana of the rosh. Okay. I said the meiser. That's the mahalach in the rush. We'll be messiahim with one less nekuda. The fear the rush, the reason why the bailam is chayiv is because the shomer is holding it for him. Break the beer halacha. Lefi zeh, if someone puts chametz into someone else's house who's a shomer and he didn't tell him, even according to the Rosh, the Bailam is Potter. The Fizeh Zok the Noidi Bihudin Arachayim Simin Chof. If someone steals for the Bailam, where the Gazlan's not holding it for the Bailam is Potter according to the Rosh. The Rosh is Moider. Freg the Chazainish. That Lefi Zeh, the Rosh continues. Vahi de Mechilta Mayri Benochri Shehilva Yisrael Alchemsoi. Why did the Rosh have to say the Mechilta is Benochri Shehilva Yisrael Alchemsoi? There are tziyurim where the Rosh is moiden, when the Shomer is not holding it for him. Oh, it's okay, Gazlin, Mashmat, like Motsui. But Frank Lechazaynish, he should have said the pasuk's going by Hefker. Where over there, you don't have the svar of the Rosh that the Hefker is holding it for the Bailam. He's Mashaloi Duchta. As if the Rosh is learning, you need Mashaloi Duchta, as by Hefker, you don't have. And that's a Parshat Seer. A Say the Mechilta is going by when the Chometz is sitting in Rishus Hefker, Rishus Arabim. Does Frank the Chazainish on Gdele Achleime? Of the Rosh wanted to say to answer the Shema Gavar, he says, over there out the Rosh, it's Zichar Bishusai. Only the whole meaning of the Rosh was when it's Bishus Shomer, because he was Makabal Alav Achrayis, as that Rishus should take it out of the Rishus of the Bailim. As then the Rosh needed to say, he's holding it for the Rishus of the for the Bailam. But when it's sitting in Hefker and not by the Shomer, over there, Avade, it's called Rishus HaBailam, and you don't have the Mechilta. So the way the Baruch Tam learns, it comes out very Gishmak, you could be in Yashiv, the Shaila of the Chazainish. The Chazainish can move in, he's quite like on all the Gdeli Achreinim, and has a whole new Maharif in the it's very gishmak. Okay, tomorrow we start the sugya of Naya Sugya, the sugya of Yotze Mashiyara, a whole new Indian. It's very nagei, a lot of the Bachram here, because everyone here with the klal is, I mean, if you're here in yeshiva, if you go back Pesach Zman, yeah, and the chuyiv and deeper, you're even. That's the next thing.